I hope that everyone that's listening is familiar with the Cinetopia International Film Festival.
If you've ever listened to this program, you certainly are.
It opens a week from today. But I must admit, there's another small film festival going on. It's the Cannes Film Festival in France, the granddaddy of them all. It's over 60 years old.
The only thing it's got on Cinematopia is better beaches.
That's true. And palm trees. But other than that. We're very excited about Cinetopia, and we'll talk about that later. But the Cannes Film Festival is about halfway over. There's lots to come up. There's Lee Daniels' film, The Paperboy, and David Cronenberg's Cosmopolitus coming up, and Jeffrey Nichols' Mud. David Cronenberg, the great Canadian thriller director, his son has a film in this year's film festival, Brandon Cronenberg. And, you know, it's gotten okay reviews, kind of a C-plus effort. I mean, you know, on the world stage.
I didn't realize that David Cronenberg was old enough to have a son old enough to make movies.
Absolutely. And his son's film is Antiviral, and it's about a young man who works to infect paying customers with the same diseases as their afflicted favorite celebrities. This is a futuristic kind of tale. So anyway, a little odd.
Well, given the public obsession with celebrity, it's not entirely out of the realm of possibility.
Absolutely. The biggest buzz film that's currently out there at Cannes is Michael Haneke's film. Now, he's an Austrian director. His film is Amour, which is Love en Français. And this is a follow-up to his award-winning, Cannes award-winning film in 2009, The White Ribbon. I mean, it's not a follow-up in terms of the theme. It's just his next film. And it's about this elderly couple that have been married for over 60 years. And the elderly couple, the wife has experienced some strokes. And it's essentially the difficult nature of their life as their life is coming to an end. And they're coming to grips with that reality. It's supposed to be very difficult, but amazing in terms of its
some of the best films are.
So we'll see how that one does. No is a film by Pablo Larraín, who did Postmortem in 2008, and it stars Gael Gabriel Bernal, and it's a man who's recruited to lead the public outcry against the Pinochet regime down in Brazil. So anyway, that film has gotten excellent reviews as well. And then Jacques Audiard's film Rust and Bones is about a woman who's a trainer of killer whales, and she ends up losing both of her legs due to a training accident, and it's about her life after that. And that's gotten very good reviews. The guy who did Uncle Bonami, who can recall his past lives, which was the Palme d'Or winner at Cannes in 2010, has his next film, Mekan Hotel, which isn't quite as well reviewed. Abbas Kiarostami's film, Certified Copy, was a big hit with viewers last year, and his film this year, Some Like It Hot, has gotten pretty good reviews as well. Michael Gondry's film has not fared so well, and his film is The We and the I, and it's a ride with a bus full of high school students from the Bronx. And then Dario Argento, who's been making horror films out of Italy since the 60s, has a new film, Dracula 3D, but it got a grade of D from the collected critics. So a couple of Sundance films, Room 237 and Beast of the Southern Wild have done well at Cannes as well.
So it's about halfway over, so it's going to conclude, and we'll figure out the Palme d'Or Award in upcoming weeks.
Exactly, and the Palme d'Or Award usually is a film that is very, very good, but audiences don't tend to like it, so we'll see what happens.
Well, what are my choices? We're heading into a holiday weekend and have plenty of opportunity to see movies.
Is still in the theaters, and Men in Black opens up with Will Smith, Tommy Lee Jones, and Josh Brolin playing a younger Tommy Lee Jones, and he's great.
I've seen some trailers, and he's got it dead on, doesn't he?
He does. It's really terrific. Yeah. So this is the third Men in Black, obviously, and it's favorably reviewed compared to the second Men in Black. Anyway, it's better than that. And what happens is the Will Smith character has to travel back in time to both find out about his partner, played by Tommy Lee Jones, and in the younger form, Josh Brolin. And then I'll save the universe, of course, or at least save the Earth.
Of course, plenty of opportunity for humor and special effects.
Absolutely. And then Chernobyl Diaries is by Oren Peli.
Well, this kicked up some dust, didn't it?
Yeah, he did the Paranormal Activity films, which are these very, very low-budget kind of security camera.
I went to see it with my daughter, and we thought it was a comedy. We laughed through the whole thing. God-awful.
But he's got a TV show running, and Chernobyl Diaries is about this extreme tour group that goes to the Chernobyl nuclear plant site, and they sneak in there, and they're, you know, it's doing exciting things. But they find that they're not alone, and scary things happen. We're happy at the Michigan Theater to be opening Audrey Tautou's new film. She was Amelie. That's probably her best-known role.
And which plays a favorite of many.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. She's a very compelling actress, a very compelling character. And she plays a beautiful, happy, professional businesswoman in Paris who's happily married, has been married for 3 years to her soulmate, and then her husband suddenly dies. And she's left very, very depressed, and her whole personality changes. She just kind of trudges through life, and this joyous, wonderful person is just really knocked back. But you know, there's this goofy guy who's kind of the antithesis on a certain level of her late husband, who was charming and good looking, and you know, really made a good looking and well matched couple. And this guy just seems to be, you know, knocking over coffee cups and running into doors and not
speak
particularly.
From experience, some of the best guys are.
So anyway, her friends kind of look at her and go, "Why are you interested?" But anyway, it's a charming piece. So Delicacy is the name of the film, and it opens this Friday. And if you haven't seen The Best Exotic Marigold Hotel, it is the big hit of the art house circuit right now. People are loving this film. It stars Judy Dench, Maggie Smith, Tom Wilkinson, Bill Nighy, and it's set in India, and it's about these British couples that go to India to retire, and it's not quite like advertised in terms of the best exotic. It's not the
best.
Yeah,
I've heard nothing
hotel.
But wonderful things about that movie. Now, there is only 1 week left until we hit the first ever Cinematopia. See, I keep saying it wrong.
Cinetopia. All right.
Cinetopia right. Film Festival in Ann Arbor. That's next Thursday it opens, correct?
That is correct.
Are you ready?
We are ready and excited about the opportunity there. I just have done a lot of press interviews in this last week. One of the interesting questions is, so is this a package deal? I mean, did you? And it's like, no, we put this together. We, you know, we've been going to film festivals now for several years, and we put this together. And the thing to know is there's 35 unique films and film programs that are being shown. Most of them are feature-length, story-based films and documentary films. And so you can't go to all 35. It's impossible because there's three films that are essentially playing simultaneously on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. There's an opening night film, Hello, I Must Be Going, on Thursday night that everybody can go to. But you're going to have to make some choices. Now, the most number of films that you can see is 17. So if you go to every available time slot, you can see 17 films, which is about half of the total number of films that are being shown. But we're really suggesting that you make an investment and try to make it to 10 films. So go to one.
Oh, you can get a voucher booklet for 10,
right?
Right,
exactly. So you can go to one film on Saturday, or Thursday, I'm sorry, and then a couple films on Friday, four films on Saturday, three films on Sunday. You can also go to three films on Friday, three films on Saturday, three films on Sunday, as well as the opening night film. And you're going to see a very excellent collection of films. So we've got films that were opening night films at the Michigan Theater, at the Sundance Film Festival, which will be at the Michigan Theater. Hello, I Must Be Going, and Queen of Versailles were the opening day films at the Sundance Film Festival, and we have both of those. We have the first, as a midnight screening, the first zombie picture to come out of Cuba, Juan of the Dead, not Dawn of the Dead, but
or Shaun of the Dead.
Juan of the Dead. So that's pretty fun. We got a couple of really fun musicals, one from Australia called Brand New Day and the other one from Russia called Hipster. But there's great documentary films. The best director of a documentary, Five Broken Cameras, as well as Queen of Versailles, which is a documentary. There's a 3D documentary called Cane Toads. We're doing a special tribute to Harold Lloyd. We're doing a special tribute to David Newman, who wrote Bonnie and Clyde and Superman and What's Up, Doc. Special tribute to 3D. But most of the films are these independent films from around the world, a lot of English language films, 20 English language films, 9 foreign language films, nice selection of documentaries, and really, 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 you can't go wrong. So think about getting that voucher book and just spending the weekend next weekend. It's supposed to be rainy and awful next weekend. So, you know, just get
just,
that voucher book.
You're just
book.
Guessing. Yeah, what a shuckster. But it is going to be great, and what a great opportunity to get on the ground floor of what we are certain is going to become a major annual event. It's Cinetopia, and it gets underway next Thursday. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and thank you for joining us for this week's installment of Cinema Chat.
See you at the movies, but most especially, Cinetopia next week.